Twitter diplomacy. I joined Twitter early on when I was U.S. ambassador to the Philippines several years ago. Being on Twitter expands my reach. It allows me to connect with a wide variety of people. In this business, you never get to talk to as many people as you'd like. Twitter provides a way for me to connect directly with those I might otherwise miss. When we travel around Thailand to promote U.S. interests, I often use Twitter to get advice from and to meet up with locals, as I did in Chiang Mai a few weeks ago. I share what I'm doing, both officially and non-officially, on Twitter. I answer questions ranging from how is your day to what is U.S. policy on X. I try to nab photos of a variety of places I visit, things I'm doing, and I especially enjoy tweeting from behind the scenes. When President Obama visited Thailand last year, for instance, I tweeted a photo plainside as he arrived, and then later a shot of the menu from the official dinner. I do all my own tweets. I always have. I manage my Facebook and Instagram personally as well. I use common sense when I tweet about my daily activities. If I'm meeting with people or groups that would prefer not to be publicized, I won't tweet about the meeting. I'm delighted to have connected with so many people on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. On the whole, the experience has been overwhelmingly positive. Sometimes, of course, passionate people promoting an array of causes offer up a very different point of view, but that can be very useful too. I feel it's a good use of my time when I'm stuck in traffic and have an iPhone at the ready. Beyond Twitter, I'm always looking for new ways to reach out. Just recently, I joined up with Instagram. That service has really taken off in Thailand. I think the airport here in Bangkok is one of the most Instagrammed places in the world, and I love the simplicity of it.